Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com. You know, we're always looking today about how do we have impact in our society. Mm-hmm. But we probably want to rush to the end of the story rather than working through the beginning.
Exactly. Yes. And in fact, I have a great concern about that in the church right now, is that many churches are calling themselves missional churches. That's sort of a new trend. The problem is that when you start with mission, I think you're starting way down the line. That the whole thing starts with the encounter with Christ, and it starts with banding together with others who are experiencing transformation as well, being committed to that. And then we finally have a message to share. And so in the book, I describe what I believe is a very fruitful flow in the spiritual life, which is transformation in Christ's presence, sharing that experience with others in community, being able to discern then what it is that Jesus is telling us to do. So as we're together in community like those disciples were, Jesus is among us, and he tells us, this is what I'm calling you to do. And that becomes your mission. So it's transformation in community and then discerning God's will and what God is telling us to do, and then from there emerging and accomplishing God's mission for you in the world. So I see it as transformation, discernment, mission, all in the context of transforming community. Yeah.
And that, and we can't accomplish that individually, can we?
No. And we cannot accomplish mission for the long term consistently without having established that transforming relationship with Christ. So it's a very cyclical thing, in that, you know, you hear what Jesus is wanting you to do in the earth uniquely, you discern that, you get out there and do it for a while, and then you realize the limitations of who you are, humanly speaking, and you realize that you really do need God's strength, you need God's resources, you need prayer, you need to be strengthened in your inner being in order to continue to function in the outer world. And so, you know, even your being involved in mission sort of eventually catapults you back into that intimate encounter where you know you need more of Jesus in order to continue to do his mission in the world. We cannot discern the will of God for our lives without being involved in an intentional process of spiritual transformation. So Paul says in Romans 12:2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that... cause and effect relationships, so that you can discern what is the will of God, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. So Paul is actually saying that an intentional commitment to spiritual transformation is a prerequisite to being able to discern and do the will of God. I think sometimes we get it backwards. We get involved in mission before we've discerned anything, and we haven't discerned anything because we're not, you know, in an intentional process of transformation, and we will burn out really quickly if we go to mission first.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.